Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Feels so good, John Lopez, to be here on a Victory Football Friday. Your 6-5 Houston Texans. Man, I look, I just wanted to yell directly into the microphone. I had
you
half
should.
A mind to just like, because there's a visceral.
Nah, don't do it, man.
There's a visceral. Well, not into the microphone.
Put it off okay. A little professional.
Yeah. Yes. Just like,
Are you gonna say "Let's go"? Like all the
no, because if
youngsters
I go,
like to do.
If I youngsters, dude, we've been doing "Let's go" for like
when you were a youngster,
40 years. Man, what do you mean? What a time.
Are you gonna say "I see you"?
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Your Houston Texans above 500 with the win of the season to this point.
Mm-hmm.
A 23-19 victory over the Buffalo Bills at NRG Stadium. It's an island game. The entirety of the world had their eyes upon the Houston Texans, and boy, do the Houston Texans look pretty.
Yeah, look, let's end something today. Let's accomplish something. Let's stop something. Listen, Houston, we do not have to put qualifiers or conditions or yeah buts at all anymore. With this team.
Go ahead and at me.
The defense was that good. The stage and the way you won it and the star power was that good. They can win a game, any game, against anyone, including that game. And you know what I'm talking about. This is that good of a defense. This is that good of a defense. You can get to and win a Super Bowl with this team. If last night didn't prove it, nothing will.
You know what the question that I have, it's a very simple question. Mm-hmm. Get involved. 713-572-4610 is the text line. And then also appreciation to the Mulcair Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat 610 Houston. Simple question. Do you believe?
I just said it.
Do you believe?
If you didn't believe me, the way I was talking around it, let me just say it outright. I believe. I believe this is one of the greatest defenses we will ever see in this city. I believe this is that was a masterpiece last night. I believe it was a message. I believe it was a statement. It was something that sent a message to the NFL world. You do not want to play this team. I believe this is an all-time great defense. And with an all-time great defense, there are no conditions and no qualifiers. None.
Like the thing about this defense, funny enough, is I look at it and I go, There's definitely some things, and I know when you're talking about no qualifying, I think that I very much sit within that. I'm mm-hmm. always trying to look at the totality of it, and mm-hmm. all right, but what are the other sides of this, so I'm not missing
right.
things or what have you. And there's places where you can go where you talk about a third and a fourth and a mile that gets picked up on a hook and lateral, or even mm-hmm. the Khalil Shakir, kind of orbit motion into this dump off in the outside and like having yeah. him go for a bit. There are portholes in the Death Star that happens, but that requires you to acknowledge that's a bleeping Death Star over there
yeah.
on defense. Like this is evil empire type defense level mm-hmm. that you're looking at over there. And so when I tend to be a doubting Thomas,
mm-hmm.
in the way that I go about things. I want a preponderance of evidence before I jump into some places. Like, I want to put my hands on the nail holes.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that was the type of game that gives it to you. You realize the reason why the Buffalo Bills were an incredible running team, that offensive line over there, they bully folks.
Yep.
Like, Deion Dawkins bullies folks. Old boy on the other side, whose names I keep forgetting, bullies folks. Connor McGovern bullies folks. Brother, I mean, there's a play where Danielle Hunter gets a sack. Mm-hmm. Danico Autry goes through Connor McGovern. Yeah. He curls up in a ball.
Yeah.
They bullied some bullies in this game.
They absolutely did. And, you know, you talk about, you like to maybe say, yeah, what if this and how about that? Those are still there. What I'm saying is this defense individually and collectively is good enough that by the end of the year, if not starting today, we're going to say, yeah, 2025 Texans, 2000 Ravens, the Legion of Boom, Seahawks, some
is
of those
12?
Broncos teams. It is on that level, Reggie, I'm telling you. This is one of those things where, and I'm not exactly always, you know, speaking in superlatives about a team. You know, you always try to find, you know, the what ifs. But let's look at it individually. I was thinking about this morning. I think there's three All-Pro players on this defense right now. If you had the vote today, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and Derek Stingley Jr. Those are all pros. That's three on the same defense. I think there's probably five, maybe more, Pro Bowl caliber players on this defense. Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, when healthy, obviously, and he will be. Sheldon Rankins, Kalen Bullock, maybe Al Shaair. You're talking about eight or nine guys on the same defense that are among the best at what they do individually in the entire NFL. That is next level. That, getting back to my first point, no more qualifiers. You can win any game you play. Any game you play, including that one.
Brother, that's like Josh Allen. Look, you had the most sacks that Josh Allen has taken in his career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that game. Right? Like, that is wild. Mm. This Josh Allen-led offense that admittedly had been up and down this season. We talked about it. But the high watermark for this offense and for Josh Allen and just what he can do is incredible. Without blitzing for the most part, like, and really just not even playing man. Like, they were in zone, one of those things that I was a little concerned about. They scored, 12, 13 points, two touchdowns?
Well, they scored one touchdown on offense.
Oh, yeah, and then the field goals, right? Like, I was the idiot that said you would need 24 to win.
You need, were you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because really, if not for a
that was
special
a bad
teams, if not for a special teams 98-yard return, like, you would have gotten over with 17.
Yeah. 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 No, absolutely. Here's another interesting thing about how this team fits in with aspirations and how good it can be. Not only is it a defense that can play at that level, this is a season in which, like, the best quarterbacks in the league are not on the best teams in the standings. Look at the standings. Like, outside of Matthew Stafford, there are not a lot of truly great quarterbacks. Defense is what this season is all about, and the Texans have the best one.
Well, I think, honestly, this defense is part of what this season is about. I think the season is about finding some level of consistency. Mm-hmm. I think that defense has been incredibly consistent. The interesting thing for me, right, because when I ask, do you believe – it's not, do you believe that this defense is incredible? We came into the season with that level of belief. Have they found a way to take that up a notch? I think so. There's some instances where I think they will tell you, hey, these individual instances of allowing a team to, you know, get out of the corner that we've put them in is problematic, and we need to fix those. But ultimately, they can clean up their own messes when they have the instance. But we knew that we were there with the defense. This team as a whole. And I think that's where the do you believe gets even more interesting, because in watching this game, yes, they were able to run the ball in a way because of the fact that the defense opposing you was not good at it. I think that they were frisky enough passing the football in certain instances that makes me look at what Nick Haley is doing here and go, okay, they're finding their footing. Is it great? No. I don't think that this is going to be a great offense at any point this year.
I don't think it has to be.
I don't think it's going to be particularly like a very good offense at any point this year.
Doesn't have to be.
But it could be near average, probably just below average, because they're starting to do some things schematically as well to help them create some things. And I think that they're finding ways to diversify a little bit more.
Yeah.
That makes it so that you can meet up with when this defense holds a team to 16,
mm-hmm.
you can give me 20.
Let me convince you in audio form here, because you said, you mentioned Josh Allen. We've been talking about that. Most sacks of his life, at least his professional life. That reigning MVP coming off a 6-touchdown performance. Let's hear these. This is the best evidence I can give you why you can get to wherever you want with this team.
Here's Allen taking the snap. Allen with time. Allen scrambling around the backfield, and Allen's going to go down. Will Anderson Jr. pulls him back for a sack. How about that? To throw. Allen pocket collapsing. Allen escapes the sack. Allen backing up now, sliding to the left side, can't square up, and he's all the way deep in the backfield. He's finally brought down at the 24-yard line by Will Anderson Jr., the turn. Allen to throw. Allen looking, pocket collapsing. Allen escaping, and now he's finally sacked, brought down. Danielle Hunter brings down Josh Allen. A mini boot. Allen in the backfield in trouble. He goes down again. He's sacked by Henry Too'o-Too'o. Another sack on Josh Allen.
They are firing line.
And second and 5, Allen in the pocket. Allen sacked again. They wrap him up. Josh Allen. First down at the Houston 20. Allen in the gun. Empty backfield. Pumps. Allen's going to go down again. Second down and 10. Bills from their 47. 109 to go. Texans leading 23. Allen to throw. Allen stepping up. He's got too much time. Now he's in trouble. Allen is going to go down to Neil Hunter. He brings him down. Third and 20, Bills from their 37. Allen with split backs. He's in the gun here. Pressure right up the middle. Allen, flag down. Allen sacked again at the 30-yard line.
8. Count them. 8. If that doesn't convince you, I don't know what does. And largely with 4 men rushing. This is an epic time for Houston Texans fans. I've been there since day one. I've never quite seen anything like this. Yes, I saw J.J. Watt. Yes, I saw all of them. Mario Williams, man, all of them. I've never felt anything this good about a defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got a question for y'all, mm-hmm. because I agree with you. I feel like this defense is probably one of the best in this team's history. Do you feel like this puts a lot of pressure on the offense to kind of get it together too?
Pressure is, I mean, the pressure's probably been innate there anyways, but yeah. I mean, but I think it's the good
because
type of pressure.
Because this is a historic defense at this point, man.
Yes. I think it's the appropriate type of pressure. And honestly, to some degree, no, because they have responsibilities. I don't think you get out there trying to just slack, right? You don't play at the highest levels of sport or any competition in order to just kind of cruise by. Like, you want to go out and put your best foot forward, and they mm-hmm. they will readily recognize that that's not been the case.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to be better versions of themselves. I mean, I think people with a reasonable mindset, you get in a group project, if you're just being carried, you're like, I don't like the way this feels.
Yeah.
And right now, I think that the offense understands that, right? And so, yes, there is a level of pressure to be better versions of themselves. I think that they're finding little ways to be better, right? Because I see the people, right? Because again, the question is, do you believe, especially after a big time victory against, I mean, look, that is a pretty good Bills team. I think we can understand, though, they're not perfect. Mm-hmm. However, you look around the National Football League
right now.
There
are no perfect.
There are very, very few teams that I look at that I go really, really incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
And when it, like, there might be a small handful of teams that I look at that I go, especially on the AFC side of things, that I look at and go, they're better than those Bills. And you handled them very, very well, right? I think that for me, that is where my belief starts to come in. And yes, there's some things that factor in, right? We talk about a Thursday night short week. I talked about how I felt like there was an advantage there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people on the text line felt like, hey, that's not nearly as big of an advantage. Look back to the Ravens last year. Okay, I can see, right? Same 4 days, mm-hmm. same team coming in. This looked different.
Yeah.
This looked significantly different than that.
It looked significantly different. It felt different. And really, that's where, you know, as fans, as people who have been covering this team and this game for a long time, it truly is a you know it when you see it thing. You know, I know what I'm looking at now. You know, there were some things, you know, that maybe we even defensively you could parse out and maybe this, maybe that, and is the offense going to be good enough? You talk about the offense, and we mentioned it yesterday. Can you get to 24? If you can get to 24, I think the Texans win every game in which they score at least 24 points. They win every game the rest of the way.
It's still going to be intriguing to see how that happens. Yeah. There's still a lot of questions to be answered, but the kernel of why I asked that question, do you believe, like, are you in a place where you believe that this is plausible? Not just possible, like that it's plausible. And I think for me, I'm reaching that threshold. Like, mm-hmm. Hell, it feels like they might have found an answer on this offensive line. That's one of the big things that we walked into a season.
We'll get to
asking,
that, because
right?
That Colts game all of a sudden looks really important for C.J. Stroud, because this line didn't give up a sack.
Right? Like, I think that's something that we look at. I think that the defense continually showing up is something we know, but also this offense seems like it's finding some levels of competence within what they do, mm-hmm. some level of confidence even with what they do. What a breakout game for Jaden Higgins. There's so much to talk about within this game. And I want to know from you. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Bleep it. Hit the phone line.
Let's
I want to hear from you. Like,
Do you
believe in this Texans team, in their ability to make the playoffs, to make it interesting, to drag people to hell? I actually had a text from a friend. It was actually very fitting that this was a Battle Red game. In this island game, I had a friend text me about an hour into this game, and he asked, he was like, oh, so y'all playing in the Devil's Playground wearing these red uniforms? And I was like, yeah, they're dragging them to hell. And that's exactly what they did.
Yes, it is.
They dragged that team to hell, and they ultimately came out with it. So, like, do you believe? 713-572-4610. I want to hear from you. Let's keep talking about this as we go here on Sports Radio 610 on a football victory Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.